Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, 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 hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Tricia Trixie of TrixieTrixie.com. Tricia, it is awesome to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's awesome to be here.
No problem. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Tricia so you can learn a little bit more about all the awesome things that she's doing. And Tricia Trixie is a portfolio entrepreneur, author, empowerment guru, designer of life and fashion, passive expertise entrepreneur, social media maven extraordinaire, published model and sprinkler of fabulousness. She is the founder of Tricia Trixie Designs, Tricia Trixie and Company, The Good of Sisterhood, Juice Etz, Just Be, Miss Courage, The Pep Club, and The Vintage Fashionista. Her spouse and Ben, often known as her honey pants, live in Greenwood Village, Colorado, transplanted from Iowa via California via everywhere else. And residing with them is their two cats, Mr. Booties and Mr. Dude. She is the manifester of miracles, the sprinkler of fabulousness, and her motto is to be fabulous. And she challenges all with her mantra, when given the option of being fabulous, why would you choose anything else? So, Tricia, it's awesome to have you on the show. Are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yes, let's go.
Let's do it. So the first question I had is just to hear, I guess, a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Well, as you see, I've had many different businesses. I'm a portfolio entrepreneur because of all those businesses. And it's actually a term I coined myself. I never found that anywhere. We have a serial entrepreneur. We have a solopreneur, et cetera, et cetera. But I actually kind of manage my businesses like stocks. You know, I have a few over here, a couple on the side. You know, I feel like you always got to keep it going because, you know, one business doesn't hold true to everything. So that alone is a big part of me, is a big part of Tricia Trixie. And that is, you know, just being able to be a well-rounded woman. There's a phrase from the past called a Renaissance woman, you know, someone who has all this capability and understanding of many things. And that's me. It's not ADD. It's not that I get bored. It's that I love to just put my hands in as much as I can and to really just be out there. So I really just wanted to start something early on. And I've been an entrepreneur since I was 8 years old. And as I just grew up little by little, I kept seeing opportunities for me to run my own business, do my own thing. And I didn't really sit in the corporate culture. And I find a lot of CEOs and entrepreneurs kind of feel that way too. It seems to be a big proponent. And so because of that, you know, I could see I want to do it this way, or maybe I have different ideas that weren't being heard. And so I just started doing things myself, and that took off into this portfolio entrepreneur world.
I wanted to drill down a little bit deeper and hear, I guess, a little bit more about what you do. I know you have a lot of different ventures, a lot of different things that you're doing, but could you tell us, I guess, a little bit more on like how you view, like how you serve the clients that you work with?
So currently I am a published author. Last year, actually as of yesterday, was my 1 year in cancer remission. That's right. And so because of that, you know, I was of course down and out for months, you know, lying around on chemo, watching lots of Netflix. And people have often told me, you need to write a book, you've got so much experience in life. And, you know, so you finally listen to those people, I think, as authors. And I took that opportunity to write the book. And it was really my overcomer story, my transformation story, you know, how I've not just dealt with all these businesses, but how I've dealt with the things that have happened in my life and my positive outlook. And that's my fabulousness that I talk about. And that's honing that inner fabulous. And so now what I'm doing is the book is published. We've sold a few hundred copies now. Things are going well. I've given probably 3 or 4 keynotes, a couple other speaker sessions. And that's what I'm really loving to do right now. Yeah, I have the other businesses on the side. They're helping make that residual income so I can do what I love. And of course, I have a husband who works as well. So, you know, that helps everything along. So it's just really great being able to share my story with other people. And what I like to tell people is it's not a pity story. You start reading into it, you see a lot of hardships that I've gone through. But the inner message of that is a message of hope and a message of fabulousness. And I do say, if I can do it, you can do it too, with one caveat. I know that that doesn't work for everyone, but I want to at least give this tiny little amount of hope in that phrase, in that statement. So that's what I'm really focusing on right now.
Yeah, well, no, I think that's awesome. And you know, definitely takes a lot of courage to be able to share your story, to tell your story, and definitely be able to kind of share it and put it in a book form. So definitely, you know, that's awesome that you've been able to do that. And I think also that it also provides, like you said, the hope of through fabulousness, that people are able to really kind of hear your story and kind of empowers them to be able to be comfortable in who they are and what it is that they're doing and what they might be going through in their lives. Now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is what you feel kind of distinguishes you, sets you apart, or makes you or even your book unique, or any of the ventures that you might be working on.
Well, so much, but I think the biggest part of it is that I'm really real. And I don't say that condescendingly, but you find that, you know, I love Brené Brown, but with the whole vulnerability movement, all of a sudden it's become cool to be vulnerable, and that's their shtick, but they're not really being real. They're not really being authentic, and they're not really digging down and showing you the weak points. You see, oh, here's all the great, you know, I'm fabulous, I'm wonderful, but what about those times when you're not? And I'm not afraid to hop on an Instagram Live or a Facebook Live and cry my eyes out sometimes and say, hey, I'm having it really rough over here. You know, and I think that that's a big proponent of me, is that I'm really authentic. I'm really real. I'm really honest to a fault. So don't ask me if you don't want to know, kind of thing. And the funny thing about that is somebody recently mentioned to me that they had a really hard time with who I was online. And I thought that was kind of funny, because in the same comment, she said, oh, I love you, and I love how human you are, and I love how real you are, but could you tone this down? Well, no, because just me. Like, do you realize what you just said? You asked me to stop being me. Stop, you know, said, don't be that person that I love. And that's not going to happen. You know, who I am online is who I am when I'm on a podcast. It's who I am when I'm in a video. I'm in Toastmasters. It's who I am when you see me in Toastmasters. It's the same person. So I think that's a big, big proponent of my secret sauce, is I'm real down to the core, baby. And I don't think you've ever met people like me.
There you go. It's very few and far between that you have somebody that's truly authentically themselves consistently all throughout every aspect of their lives. So now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app or book or a habit that you have, but it's something that you feel like makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
So I should get paid for as much as I promote this online platform, but Buffer is my jam. If you've never heard of Buffer, people, go find out about Buffer. I've used Hootsuite, I've used Social Share, I've used all these other automation tools. I'm in love with Buffer. I tell them all the time, I send them messages all the time, I swear I should get affiliate pay for it. But it's a great tool because it gives you so much. They even have a free option where you can get like a couple of accounts and try it out. They have a smaller version, they have a bigger version with Teams, and I just love it because Buffer allows you to do what it just says, buffer items into a queue. So of course, the portfolio entrepreneur, I can't speak, from there like me, you know, has Facebook, I have LinkedIn, I have Facebook groups, I have LinkedIn groups, I've got Tumblr, I've got Twitter, I've got Instagram, you know, I've got all these different social media accounts, moving parts, so to speak. I don't have time to, hey, let's go post on Facebook, let's go post on Instagram, let's go post over here. That would take forever. And I don't really like hiring people, you know. I like to do things on my own because I know me. I know my passion. And so Buffer has been my number one hack. I think that everyone should utilize it, especially if you're a multiple entrepreneur like me, or you even, you know, you're in a club or you're in an organization or you're a CEO and you want to reach more media, more audiences. You want to reach those people. And that's what I want to do. I want to reach those people that are looking for me, that are looking for that hope, that inkling, that moment. And sometimes it might be quotes, but other times it might be videos I'm doing or podcasts, et cetera. And I think that it's a great tool. So that's my biggest hack, I would think, for most people in this business is, you know, if you don't like Buffer, find another automation tool. But Buffer's my jam. I love Buffer.
There you go. Yeah, Buffer is an awesome tool. And definitely anytime you're able to save any time being an entrepreneur, business owner, and juggling so many different things, that is a phenomenal thing. So now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice or something that you might tell your younger business self.
Well, I would give to myself as well as other people the feeling that there is hope at the end of the tunnel. I think that we're younger and, you know, we're seeing life as it is, whether that's in hardship or not. For me, I was dealing with a lot of hardship, even at the age of 8 and 9 and 10, because my father passed away and things like that. That, you know, I really would have liked to hear, excuse me, that there is a light at the end of the tunnel and there is hope. And from people who had been through things, you know, that I think is the even most important part of it is, yeah, I'm sure there's people who say, you know, hang in there, kid. But until you know somebody else who has gone through that, which is a big proponent of, you know, what I share, is that I have been through it. And I think that, you know, I would tell my younger self and anyone who at whatever age might be listening to this or hearing this, if you're 10, if you're 13, if you're 18, or even if you're 50, that even there's still a light at the end of the tunnel for that. There is hope. And I have the most optimistic belief in that. And I would tell my younger self that it's okay. Hold on. There is a light at that end of the tunnel. There is an outcome. You will overcome. You will succeed. And you will be the fabulous you that you were meant to be.
And now I wanted to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition for what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the podcast before the portfolio entrepreneurs as well. And I wanted to ask you specifically, what does being a CEO mean to you?
Well, being a CEO to me gives me the autonomy to live my life the way that I desire to, really. It's the ability to share my message and to reach out to other people. If I was in a workforce, if I was in a corporate office, I couldn't do what I'm doing right now. I wouldn't be able to have that. And so I think that really being a CEO to me is the ability to share not only my fabulousness, but with the fabulousness of this world and help others to see it and to share my message and to share that little inkling of hope. And being a CEO is the autonomy to do that and the freedom to do that. And I know a lot of people say that, but I think that that is said so much because it really is true. Being that CEO, owning your own business, doing your own thing, being the lead, whether that's people underneath you or not, it's that autonomy and it's that freedom. And I love it. And it's freedom to be fabulous.
There you go. We always need freedom to be fabulous and our fabulous self in our own lives. So Trisha, I truly appreciate you tremendously for taking some time out of your schedule. What I want to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know and how best people can get in touch with you.
Well, basically, I am just excited to be here. Like I said, my book is out. It's called Falling into Fabulous, A Phoenix Rising. And that is because I find myself to be a phoenix. My next book I am working on and hoping to shed some new light on the cancer world. But until that, you have the book that you can get to. I have on TrishaTrixie.com. We also have an online workshop. At the end of my book, I put together a little workbook. And the reason why I did that is because I'm a person of vision boards and tools. And so that's a great opportunity that people can utilize that workbook in the book. But if you don't want to go that route, I also have it as an online course. And I'm speaking to people all over, youth groups, churches, different organizations, even women's groups and, you know, entrepreneur groups and business groups, masterminds even. So I'm available for anyone who would love to have, you know, this message or thinks this message would be good for them. Definitely reach out and contact me. And just that last message, that my mantra is, when given the option of being fabulous, why would you choose anything else? And that's not to be trite. That is true, because we're all faced with this good and the bad and, you know, the negative and the positive. But you know what? It's all a choice. We can choose the fabulous. We can say, I'm going to be the bigger person in this moment. I'm going to deal with this situation. I'm going to choose the fabulous. What's the fabulous way? So, you know, in a way, what would Trixie do? Well, choose the fabulous. So that's what I want you to do too.
There you go. We're all trying to be our fabulous self. So I appreciate you, Trisha, for being so fabulous for this interview and in life and being authentic. So I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
I hope you do too. Go forth and be fabulous.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.